Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN as we talk with Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're winding down the regular season here, an opportunity to go on the road and take on a familiar opponent here in the Creston Panthers. Always seems to be a battle when these two teams get together, and I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, the rivalry kind of stretches over multiple sports. The kids are familiar with one another. Between, you know, wrestling, basketball, football, baseball, it always kind of seems to be a competitive, chippy game on both sides because both kids are, you know, competitive. They're, you know, most of the time very talented in those sports, and they like to get after it. And, you know, it's always kind of a fun game to watch in any sport.
Well, before we dive more into that, I do want to touch briefly on last week. You were able to get a nice home victory there over Saydell. Always good to send that senior class out when the last time they get to play at the Trojan Bowl with a nice victory. And it sounded like the, you know, kids played well pretty much throughout.
Yeah, no, everything, you know, kind of worked out well for us. We were able to get the win on senior night. We were able to get all the seniors in and play a good amount of playing time for all 21 of them and send them out the right way. You know, we did a very good job in almost all phases of the game. You know, special teams picked it up there at the end. Tanner O'Brien stepped in for us for some kickoff duty. Hayden Thompson kind of tweaked his leg again. We thought we were in the clear there, but unfortunately, we had too many PATs for him. So it's a good problem to have, but, you know, we're hoping to get Hayden healthy and get him all cleared up here in the future with his leg. But otherwise, he had done well. He was 4-for-4 on PATs before that and then kind of tweaked it, and, you know, we had to pull him there. But otherwise, offense, defense, and special teams, all three did a really good job against Saydell.
And like you said, great way to send out those guys from their last home game. And, of course, gives you that extra added motivation to continue the momentum here and end the season strong. You know, you have an opportunity here, and you're going to go on the road and try to get that last win and do all you can for yourselves.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot on the line. You know, we believe if we win, we're in the playoffs. We're kind of that borderline team with some teams above us that are, I'm sure, thinking the same thing, that, you know, you just got to win to be in, and, you know, we got to give ourselves a chance. If everything goes to plan, we win on Friday night and hopefully set ourselves up for a playoff run there that we can, you know, make it and pull somebody from another district there that, you know, hopefully we pair up and match up well with. But, you know, we got to win to be in and give ourselves that chance.
Well, and you've been able this last couple of weeks to continue to kind of get the offense on track, you know, despite having an injury there at the quarterback spot. You've been able to get it done and make some plays and continue to get those guys on the edge involved. And that certainly has kind of helped you grow a little bit here at the end of the year, I think.
Yeah, we've progressed greatly. We got Tristan a lot of meaningful starts, a lot of time, a lot of practice time. We're looking forward to see what he's going to do on Friday night, you know, with Tristan being up there. Dante Henderson hopefully is going to be back for us as well. He's still kind of day-to-day with his ankle. But Isaac Henson has stepped up really well. And it's kind of been a year of adversity and some kids stepping up in some big roles, and they've done well. You know, we have a lot of older wide receivers with some height to them that have helped. That Tristan has done a great job of distributing the ball there. Colton Rasmussen, Jackson McLaren, Carter Pellett, and Jaden Prohl have done a great job for us of, you know, understanding their assignments, executing them, and doing a great job for us. That Tristan's really done a great job of commanding the offense and doing a great job in the last two games for us of, you know, managing the clock, managing the run, and throwing a really good ball for us.
Well, and this Creston team may be a little bit different from ones that you're used to. You know, they just seem to always have substantial size on the line down there, and that's not quite the case here this season. But still kind of the same story with a running back that they like to feature, and Brennan Hayes is the guy they want to get the ball to. Certainly a guy you're going to have to pay attention to try to slow down.
Yeah, you know, it's the typical Creston MO. They're physical. They're fast. They want to get the ball to their running back and keep your offense off the field. That they do a really good job in that. And then, you know, Strider does a great job of throwing the ball deep. He's got some accurate throws. They like their play action pass. But they set that up with their run. You know, that's their first and foremost thing. And that's your Creston MO. You know, they're trying to ground and pound and break some wills and be a fast, physical football team. That's what Creston's known for. You can see it in football. You can see it in wrestling. Like, they're physical, they're athletic, and they want to make sure that, you know, you feel them when they're out there. So we got to make sure that we're disciplined, we're hitting our run fits, You know, even Strider running the ball. They do a little play action. They do some zone read stuff with him that he's a threat. You know, if we just key in on Brendan, then if he pulls it, then he's gone. That they got two really good athletes back there. But, you know, definitely the focus is on 45 this week.
And you mentioned, you know, kind of the MO run to set up the big play. And that's really, I think, in my recent memory, the trips you've made down there to Creston, that's been the problem. I mean, you've done a great job most of the game, and then it's that one big play that maybe gets you. Obviously, you want to prevent that from happening this time around.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it all week with our safeties, our DBs. You know, we're going to make a little bit of a switch back there this week. We're going to have Kenick Jewell start for us at safety because we feel Kenick does a better job for us at playing deep. You know, he's done a great job in JV all year. He had a little minor surgery that kept him out for a little bit on his leg, and he's come back really well for us. So we're hoping Kenick's going to step up back there. He's kind of a ball hawk. You know, at a buck 30, he doesn't look quite menacing back there, but the kid's a gamer. You know, we're hoping for big things in basketball for him this year. He had a good season last year, just, you know, was under a couple of really good seniors that, you know, it's his time to shine there, not only in football, but we believe in basketball too, that, you know, we want those well-rounded athletes, and him, Clevi Johnson, and Nolan Waters back there, I think, give us the best chance of doing that.
Well, when you flip it around here and you look at Creston defensively, what kind of things are they going to throw at you there?
They like to blitz. They sit in their it's a normal Creston 3-4. They like to sit in their 3-4 front. And this year they played a lot more man out of it. That they're going to play with their cover four with their best athletes back there. They, you know, firmly believe that their four are better than anybody else's four, and they've been right a lot of the time. That they have very good athletes back there. They like to blitz from different angles, from different places, and to keep you guessing. So, you know, that they definitely do a really good job of keeping on your toes, sending guys from different places so you can't get comfortable, you can't really predict it. They've got home a lot. So it's an aggressive, fast-paced defense that, in typical Creston fashion, is physical.
You know, sometimes it's interesting how the seasons play out and how matchups end up at the end of the season. You always like to have a nice, good test at the end of the year, and it kind of turned out that way. Here's a couple of teams that are battling out for that third spot here in the district, and I think your guys are probably anxious to prove that that's them.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a similar situation last year. You know, we were in the same record, but not in the same spot. That they were definitely a class above us. It was the top three and then the bottom three. Last year in the district, and we're trying to prove that that gap's closed. That gap is definitely not as wide as it was last year, that, you know, we got beat pretty soundly at home. We were kind of in it till half, and then they just out-physicaled us downhill. So the kids kind of, I mean, they remember that. I remember that. That's definitely something that needs to come into play, and we need to make sure that we're ready to go, that we're focused up, and, you know, that we can prove that we do belong, and we need to contend in the top three.
Well, and we certainly hope that this, you know, continues to move on down the road. But you've got a great group, 21 seniors here that have meant a lot here to the growth of this program. And I'm sure it's going to be a little bit bittersweet to be seeing them out there here at the tail end of the season.
Yeah, you know, they're a great group of kids. I've had them for a while now with not only football but baseball. They've been a part of a lot of different programs. Having them in class, they were one of my first couple classes there that I got to teach here in Atlantic, and was one of the first ones I got to coach in middle school sports. So, you know, they're a great group of kids. They've stuck out in everything. They've had large numbers in all sports. That they're just a great group that likes to go out and compete at all levels. You know, it's really a testament to prove and say that, hey, you know, not all these kids start, but they have a role. They all play. They all have some way that they can contribute to the team, and that those kids have accepted their role and done a great job. So, you know, for the rest of us, the coaching staff, the juniors and sophomores, we just want to extend that ride as long as possible, you know, and try to make as many playoff games as we can and make it special for these guys.
Well, and I know everybody from the outside is always going to, you know, judge things by the win-loss record, and that's what you look at. But as a coach, you see the day-to-day, what's happening within the you know, the practices and the programs and how people interact with each other. What have you seen, I guess, growth-wise here from your team throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, leaps and bounds. This has been a very selfless team from top to bottom. We've started our little Trojans football program where after our practices, they have practice with the little kids. And we've had a large group of seniors and juniors that have stayed back and helped coach those kids on the weekends. And, you know, they're trying to better the future of Atlantic as we go through. You know, we're seeing great strides at all levels, you know, from We've won the last 2-3 JV games. We've won the last 2-3 freshman games. You know, our 7th and 8th grade programs had winning records. The 6th grade program had a winning record. And then our 2nd through 5th grade program is being mentored by the high schoolers. So, you know, it's a testament to those guys that they are giving back, that they care about the betterment of all levels. And I firmly believe, you know, Atlantic football is going in the right direction. You know, we've had great numbers, great turnouts, and great buy-in at all levels. And we just hope for that to continue and great things to come.
Yeah, and that's a great commitment to see from everybody, too. Coach, we wish you the best of luck here against Creston, and we appreciate your time once again this week.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.